Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding an Oral Daf Kof Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Hei. We're in the middle of the sugyo of Nois and Tam, when an Isra falls into a mixture and it gives taste, what's the din? So the Gemara now brings a sentence. In the top of Amud Aleph, Rav Rova said in Rav Yechadon, Kol Nois de Tam in Ein Loikim Aleim, Chutz bin Nois de Tam Shal Nazar. Every Nois and Tam, meaning if you have an Isra that mixes into something else, you don't get an Eid Malkus, except by Nazir. I mean, Nazir is unique. What is exactly the difference between Nazir and other Yisurim? So the Gemara brings you two opinions to explain Rav Avon and Rav Yochanan. Rav Zeir explains, Kol noisnei te'omim en loikim aleim achi toim tam mamosho shel Yisur. And all the Yisurim we say, tam is not ki'ikar. If you have only the taste, you have Isser mixed into something else. And what you have over here, you don't have a kazais of Isser, only the taste of the Isser. So then, midiraisa, you don't get malchus. But by Nazir, even if you don't have the actual item, you just have the taste, it's Isser. By Nazir, you have a din that tam ki ikar. So b'chotar kulo tam ki ikar is not Isser. Only by Nazir. That's the first explanation for Rabbi Yochanan said. That's Rabbi Zeir. Omer Rabbo by Memel. Rabbi Memel has a different explanation. Kol nois de tamim ein isur ve'etem mitzarfim. Usually, a isur and etem don't join together to become a kazais. Let's say a person has half a kazais of isur and half a kazais of etem, which are together. Is your every isur or not? So we call it to a kul, you say, no, I don't have your kazais of isur. They don't join together. Ubin Nazir isur ve'etem mitzarfim. They join together. And they become one big Isser. So by Nazir, Isser v'Heter become one. B'Shar Isserim, Isser v'Heter don't become one. But regarding Tam Ki'ikar, if I have a kazais of Isser that fell into a mixture, and now I just taste it, Tam Ki'ikar is also B'chol Terekul. Even in Nam Nazir. The only Chiddush by Nazir is regarding Isser v'Heter mitzdavim to be one. So the one Misniso Miseya Ledin, Umasniso Miseya Ledin. I'm going to bring two brises, one brise like Zehiro, and one bright soul like a Boma Memel, regarding what's the Chiddush by Nazir. Masizim is Sayalev Zero, the first bright is like a Zero. It says, Kazais Yain Shenofa like Dero. You have a Kazais of wine that fell into a dish. Okubin a Kazais. He eats not Kazais when it's Dero. Potter at Shechel's Kul, he's Potter until he eats the whole thing. We talk about a Nazir. So even though there's wine over here, until he doesn't eat the entire thing, he did not eat a Kazais of wine. Because in this entire dish, all you have is one Kazais of Yain, which is mixed in the entire dish. So until he doesn't eat the entire dish, he did not eat a Kazais of wine, and therefore he is going to be potter. Al-Daidid Aboba Memel, this Brysa, in this case of this Brysa, according to Aboba Memel, Kamat Shochel Kazais Chayev, will be Chayev in the first Kazais, because Isur Mitztarf Leheter. So even if you have only a small amount of wine proportionally in this piece that he's taking, but it joins together the Eter and becomes Usur. The fact that we don't say that, that shows that we learn like Rav Zeira. Mastisu B'Seher L'Aboba Memel, we have a Brysa like Aboba Memel. It says in the pasuk mishas anovim, which means a mixture of grapes, he cannot drink. What did the pasuk did not mention that you're adding the words kol mishas anovim? And the Gemara now is going to go and explain. We already said anything that's done from the grape, different parts of the grape. And he has to get away from wine and from vinegar that's the spoiled wine. So what is these extra words adding? If he takes grapes and he puts his bread into the grapes, and you have your kazais, chayav. Why is it chayav? So Reb Chaim explains it based on the Gemara in the Bavli, is that the reason it's chayav is because you have a taste of the grapes. He puts the bread into the grapes. He's able to taste the grapes. So you see over here that tam ki'ikar is osur, even though you don't have mamosha shel isur, because you have only bread that was dipped in grapes, but you don't really have actual grapes here. Because you have the taste of the grapes, it's osur. So tam ki'ikar is osur. Mikana tadan cholaisun shvatayr. From here you learn for every isur. When something comes out of the grapes for Nazir, it's not an Isur forever because the Nazir, the minimum Nazir is 30 days. Nazir has no Isur to endure the grapes. He just can't eat the grapes. But if someone, as Abraham brings an example, if someone wants to use the grapes as an Eru for the Nazir, he could do it. And there is a heter because he could go to the chacham and be mad today, so the nazir can annul his nazirus. And still, in all these cases, also by tam ki ikar, still say that a taste is enough to be oyser. Shar kol yisur shabatayva. The rei all the yisurim. She yisurim yisur oylon. The yisur stays forever. If yisurim yisur ano, you're not allowed to enjoy it like a case of orlo. And now the Gemara continues a koches on the base. Ve'elam heter achar yisur. There's no way to be to annul the yisur. Ein yodim shenasa behem hatam ki ikar. So of course we'll say that if you have taste, it's already oyser. Learn all noise tam is also, and this is exactly like Abba bar Memel. Then all the Yisurim we say that tam is kiikar, and the only thing that Nazir is unique is that by Nazir you say hetem itself leisur. So that's a brayso like Abba bar Memel. So the more of a kasho al der zehiro b'chol asarat omar chiitoyim v'kaat omar fil loytoam. Rabbi Zeir says you have to be toyim mamosh shel iser. If they actually eat the actual iser, and here you see the brisa even tam kik is enough. So this brisa is against Rabbi Zeir. Halacha vav zok nemishta. So shechulin v'shel trumo shenoflu toich iso. You have yeast of chulin and trumo that fall into a dough. Loi bezeke de lechametz v'loi bezeke de lechametz. Each yeast doesn't have enough to sour the dough to be effective. Hitztarfu v'chintzu. Then they join together to do chimutz. So Rabbi Elazar imecha choron anibo. I go based on the last one. So if the truma fell first and then the cholin, it's mutter. But if the truma fell last, then it's aser. Vechachoyim oimrim bein shenovel isur betchilo. Bein basoif. I don't care if it fell first or last. Lo ilo min oisa chiebu kedele chametz. It's not oisur until you have enough truma to cause a chimutz. Kedirus the Mishnah says, Yoisa Isha Biro, Hayami Talmid Shammai. He was a Talmid of Shammai. From a Shalti is from Gamliel Azokin. Oyim Bishar Mizuch. Asked Gamliel Azokin while he was standing Shar Mizuch of Bisamigdosh. From a Loilom in Oisar Chia Boyke Del Chametz. He said also, the Isser of Chum is not, if the yeast of Chum falls into the mixture, it needs to have enough yeast of Chum to be Mechametz. And if you have Zeb Zegoyim means you have a Chum and Chulin together causing a Chimutz, then it's not Oisar. Says the Gemara, Tamon Taninu, we learned over there. Yai nos nesech, when you have yai nesech, osur, it's obviously osur. The oisa becholshur, even a little drop of yai nesech is oisa the whole thing. Chizkiyom, said Chizkiyom, koi shemozgu mine isu u mine heter. You have water, and you put wine into the water. But you put into the water wine of yai nesech, and wine which is mutter. Fenofel isu besoif, and the yai nesech is the one who fell last, osur. Heter b'soif, heter. But if the good wine fell last, then it's mutter. So says the Gemara, Amar v'shmuel b'avitzchuk, der ablozi. Chui, that sheet is a blazer. Der ablozor ma'acha achorin and iba. Like the ablozor in our Mishnah says, you go based on the last one. So the same way by the yeast, you say, well, if the last one is true, mitzoyser, if it's chuli not. So say, if the last one is yayinesach, it's soyser, if not. Says the Gemara, Amar v'yirmiyo choy meru b'yayinesach. We're machmir here in yayinesach. And we're saying that even though usually we held the zev zegorim, when you have two things here together, then it's okay. That's in regularly certain. But yai nesach v'machmir, that we go based on the last one. Says the Gemara, Beisi boy, im chum ru b'yai nesach, it is a chum yai nesach. I feel enough for letter, but so if you also. So also if you have etter, then it should be also. Not only if etter was in the beginning, because you want to be machmir and yai nesach. So that's a raya that this idea of the yai nesach works only according to Rabbi Lezer. That you go based on the acharon. Because according to acharon, it should not be. He said, if you want to be mach, you should be mach in both ways. So here we do have a raya that goes like Rabbi Lezer. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo Dav Kofches.